With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yay Networks.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Welcome to Love Letters to Kelly, the podcast. I'm Kelly Raspberry with Robert Ehrman, and that sweet little voice belongs to Penelope wearing a cute little pink romper with, I'm assuming that's Mama's hat, looking very stylish, Penelope. But Shelley Langford wanted to send in the video of Penelope singing the jingle. She said Penelope literally walks around the house singing it all the time. I love it. Kids love that jingle. Yeah. I don't know what it is about kids in this Love Letters to Kelly jingle.
It's so simple.
So simple. Thank you, Kid Craddock, for coming up with it many, many years ago and for forcing me to give advice on the radio. Yes. Or I wouldn't be here doing the podcast with you now, Robert.
We wouldn't.
Got a lot to look forward to this weekend. Well, I guess it depends on your perspective. Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Now, Robert, you're not going, right?
I am not.
I didn't want to. You know, a lot of people think because we're in radio and podcasting that we can get tickets to whatever we want. And back in the day, it used to be that way.
Yeah.
We really could get tickets to whatever we want, but not so anymore. And I didn't want to risk not being able to get. Every once in a while, we still can.
Totally.
Still can, but I didn't want to risk Taylor Swift. So I went ahead and
you went in for it, huh?
Paid a lot of money for these tickets. And, you know, when I found out the show was going to be approximately 5 hours long, that's 3 hours and 15 minutes
of nothing,
Taylor
Kelly.
Performing, plus two opening acts, plus my daughter wants to be there.
You're always wanting to spend more time with Emma Kelly. Look, you're getting more time.
Robert, we're looking at about 8 hours of time invested for this concert. And if I didn't spend so stinking much money for this ticket, I would send somebody else in my place. Her dad offered to take her if it was. He said, well, "I'll take her if it's free." I said, "No, I'm not letting you
split,
pay
split
me
it.
Back.
Half 50-50.
Anyway, we're doing it. It is a memory to create with my daughter, and I'll just suck it up. But my only thing is I can't drink because I'm driving.
It's fine.
Sometimes you need a little wine to get through.
It's going to be overwhelming sensory. But like with all the craziness going on.
You know, I'll be standing in a merch line for 2 hours. I think I am allowed to drink one glass of wine while I'm standing in that merch line. And by the time the show's over, I'll be completely stone cold sober
totally.
To drive home.
Totally.
8 hours later?
Yes. 100%.
I mean, come on. All right. So if you see me at the show this weekend, please say hello.
Did you decide what time you're going yet?
Well, from what we understand.
Did we bump that up?
From what we understand, we're going to be there probably about 3 or 3:30.
Okay.
In the afternoon, because the lady that kind of coordinated all this, she even bought a parking pass, and she wrote me an email and said the parking lot doesn't open till 6:30, and I didn't really think anything of it, but then the more I thought about it, I'm like, that can't be right, and I told my daughter that, and she's having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And actually, the show starts at 6:30.
Parking lot opens at what, like 2?
The parking lot, I think, earlier than that.
Yeah.
So we'll be there in plenty of time. She probably didn't even need to get a parking pass. We'll be there so early. But it'll be fun. Memories will be made. A lot of money will be spent on merch in addition to everything. I'm going to have to do a tab and see how much I spent.
Does Emma Kelly know how much money you spent?
Oh, yeah. I let her know.
Okay, that's good.
I let her know. So does that get her to clean up her room? No.
Mm-mm.
No. It's just, I don't know. She's spoiled. I admit it. She's spoiled. And I should be writing a love letter to me, but I don't know how to parent my own child very well. So let me give advice to everybody else.
There
how about
you go.
That?
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
All right, buckle up. This one's a ride. Way back in 2020, I met my dream man where we were working. A coworker set us up and we were inseparable. We started dating in February of 2020, and we all know a month later, COVID shut the world down.
Yeah.
He would usually spend a week at my place and then a week at his. This went on until October of 2020 when we moved in together. Things were perfect until they weren't.
Yeah.
As the world slowly reopened, I realized how much of a homebody he was, never wanting to go out, forcing him on dates, etc. We also realized our different outlooks on the future. Ever since I was a little girl, I've wanted to be a mom. While we were dating, he realized he doesn't want children. In August of 2021, we broke up and I immediately moved out and cut most communication. And then we started missing each other and talking more, and that led to hanging out more. Mm. Well, I see him about 1 to 2 weekends a month now, and we talk like we're still dating. I've asked if he's thought about getting back together, and he said yes, and we both agree it could work if the kid issue wasn't there. I truly still love this man and can see a future, but I can't see past not having kids. I just want an unbiased opinion, as my whole family and friends aren't fond of him just because we broke up and I whined about it, how he never took me on dates unless forced. He was my first long-term boyfriend, so it's kind of hard even thinking of letting it go and moving on, and I'm not sure if I can. Signed, Allison.
Yeah, Allison, that's hard when you do bitch and whine and complain about your man to your family and friends, and you decide to take him back after a breakup, and they're just supposed to be okay. You know, it's hard. It's hard. But my unbiased opinion is this. Why are you wasting your time?
Yeah.
Hoping. I mean, I get it. There are feelings there. You did get very close during COVID. You know, COVID did bring a lot of couples closer together. But like you said, then once you got back out in the real world, you're like, oh, when we were forced to stay home, that's cool. Now he doesn't want to leave. That's, I mean, people can change, I guess, but the whole children thing, again, that's something he could change his mind on later on in life. But are you willing to risk that? I don't personally think so. And the longer you keep one toe in, you don't completely cut that off. You're never going to, until you, I think, shut that door completely, you're not going to open up the door for someone else to walk in. That's what I found. So you've got to, I mean, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. It's easier said than done, especially when you do have, you know, 2 years or whatever invested. But okay, so 2 is going to become 10 and 10 is going to become 15 and down the line, and he's still not sure. And then what are you going to do? So my advice would be to cut it off and really throw yourself and make a real effort to finding someone else. You got to be in the right frame of mind to do that. And it might, how old is she? She's in her 20s?
Doesn't say.
She didn't say? I don't know why I thought she was in her 20s. I guess I just made that up. But, you know, when I kind of half-heartedly tried the online dating, it didn't work for me. But when I really, really put effort and energy into it and made it a priority, I'm ready to find love. I'm ready to settle down. I don't want to be alone anymore. And even now when I get really, you know, I get tired sometimes, and no relationship's perfect. Sometimes I think, why did I want to get married again? Why did I want to, you know, then I remind myself, Kelly Raspberry, there were times when you were so lonely and crying into your pillow. This is what you prayed for. And, you know, you have to get through the rough times too. But when you have fundamental differences in your personalities and your desires in life, I just think this wasn't the right one. It's just not going to work. And, you know, I would just cut it off.
You met him at the perfect time, though.
You did.
You dated a homebody during COVID.
Amen. Amen. So he wasn't grumpy and griping. He was completely content.
Totally.
No wonder you fell in love with him.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a freshman in high school, and about 2 years ago, I had a crush on this one boy, and we became friends. Then in the middle of eighth grade, we started dating. Everything was good. We barely had arguments, and we were both happy. But then ninth grade started, and he started acting weird. Like, he didn't match my energy and his mouth would get dry talking to me. And then there were these little fights. But he still said he loved me. Then right before Christmas break, he broke up with me on text at school. He said he lost feelings and something about needing time to himself and said we could still be friends. After that, I completely stopped talking to him because I was hurt and mad. He still talks about me to his friends, saying I'm the bad person and saying he wasted 9 months dating me. I feel bad for not talking to him because he was my friend before we dated. But he really hurt me, and I still care for him, but he's still so rude to me. I have no idea what to do because he was my first love and my first kiss. Help, Ellie.
Well, Ellie, all you can do is hold your head up and live your best life. And again, easier said than done when you're hurting, when you're embarrassed by some of the things he's saying to his friends. But what I've tried to teach my daughter, and I try to say to her, the best thing you can do is live your best life. And people are attracted to good energy and positive energy. And they see you're over there. Wow, all these things he's saying about you and you're a waste of time. What is he talking about? You are great. You've got a lot going on. Every time I see her, she's laughing and smiling. She's surrounded by friends doing fun stuff. I want to be with a girl like her. I want to be friends with someone like her. So that's my advice. You can't, you know, when people's feelings are hurt, and especially when you're young, you know, you're still figuring out what it means to be in a relationship, how to date, how to be a girlfriend, how to be a good boyfriend, how to handle a breakup maturely. These are things you learn. It's not something you come right out of the gate knowing. And so he's not handling this very well, and he's not acting like a proper young gentleman, but he's not fully developed yet. And you're a little bit farther along the maturity line than he is, right? So my advice to you is just don't participate in gossip. Try not to, you know, this is a season of life that will pass and you move on. You'll make other friends. You'll make other boyfriends. I promise the minute you do that, it's really going to send him into a tailspin. Once he sees you with some other boy, that's going to drive him nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you just enjoy that he's just wallowing in that he let you go. And anyway, that's my advice, is just to live your best life. Have a good time. Surround yourself with girlfriends. Don't stay home alone feeling sorry for yourself.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my boyfriend almost 2 years now. We've been living together for 9 months. I'm 40. He's 65. Yeah, huge age gap. At first, I was hesitant because of it, but I was so happy and excited to finally find a man who was mature and didn't do all the bad things my ex-husband.
No.
Just man.
Stop it off. And I was happy to find a man. The rest of it, you could have said anything.
65.
Superfluous.
65's old.
Just happy to have found a man. Period. End of sentence.
Of course, like most women, I want marriage again.
Of course.
I have two daughters, aged 15 and 11, who look up to me. I do my best to raise them right. Here lately, my boyfriend and I just haven't been doing great. He's saying now that he doesn't ever plan to remarry. He also doesn't like to go places with me and the kids. Another homebody. Like nowhere, except church on Sunday. That's the only place he wants to go.
Well, that's typical of the senior citizens.
I'm a homebody myself when I'm not working my full-time job, but I do like to go places on the weekends that I do have my kids. I share custody with my ex 50-50. Also, it's gotten to where he won't even say I love you to me. He says I'm just saying it to hear him say it back. That's not true. I say it because I mean it. The only time he seems interested in me or when we have something in common is when we have sex. I know he and I don't have anything in common, and I know I want marriage and someone who will love me back and also get along with my girls, too. He doesn't even try to have a relationship with them. He has told me several times he doesn't agree with how I discipline my kids. He says I let them get away with way too much. But he's like an army sergeant, very stern and hard on them. His grown daughters are just like him, too. I've tried to have a relationship with them, and they refuse.
Why are we still going through?
I just don't know what to do. Shelly.
Shelly, come on, Shelly. I love when women say, but I love him. I don't think we even know what that means anymore. You have settled because you finally found a man, period, end of sentence. He's grumpy. He's raised grumpy girls. He doesn't want to do anything. I'm going to tell you right now, your girl's probably looking at you like, what are you thinking, Mom? This is awful.
They're like, we
Y'all
already have a grandpa.
Nothing in common. I'm going to guess right now your sex life is probably sporadic and probably ain't that great. But I love him. But I love him. No, you don't. You are settling. You are convincing yourself that you're in love. He's not going to change. Girl, trust me, a 65-year-old ain't changing-ish for you. This is it. This is it. He's telling you, I am not going to marry you. And you're like, but I love him. No, you are settling for him. You have told yourself you love him to justify being there. But I am not in your heart. I am not in your head. But I'm telling you, I know you better than you do in this moment, and you are settling. So it's time. Don't waste another minute. You are heading into your 40s?
Yeah.
Robert.
Why you want to get tied down to the 60s?
This is going
to
be the most magical time of your divorced life, is your 40s. You are in your prime. That was when I was absolutely at my best. I was confident. I was out there. I would date one and get rid of him and date another one. I had fun. Now, look at me saying that, but you said just another letter ago that you were lonely and sad. That didn't mean I didn't have times when I got all my jollies out of my system that I was like, okay, that was fun. Now it's time to be serious and hunker down. This is not your forever.
When you were in your 40s, did you date a 65-year-old?
No. I dated somebody 16 years younger than me and had a wonderful time.
Her 11-year-old doesn't want a stepdad that's 50-something years older.
And he's no energy.
He might be older than her grandpa.
He's no energy. He's no fun. You want to have fun and go out there and be bad and make mistakes, not in front of your daughters, not in front of your children. Don't bring those people. If you're going to go out and date and have fun, don't introduce every man to your children. Please wait until you are in a serious relationship. But what I've found of myself and other people who are divorced is you got to run around and get all that out of your system. And then you can kind of start settling down and dating seriously with a real relationship in mind. It sounds like you skipped over that part.
I'm shocked he let her move in.
You know what? He's 65. Robert, he wants somebody to cook and clean for him. Very soon, he's going to need somebody to change his diapers. And I'm not trying to be flippant, but this is the truth. When men start to get a certain age, they're like, ooh, I need somebody to take care of me. And it's not, he does not love you. He does, he cannot give you any more blatant, he's waving red flags in your face. He's poking you in the eye with that red flag. And you're still there. He's like, okay. So, honey, cut your losses and stop wasting time. Apologize to your daughters for, look, girls, I'm sorry I dragged y'all into this. This is a great lesson for you to teach your girls that just because you make a bad decision and a mistake, you can get out.
Yeah.
You can change it. You don't have to stay somewhere where it's not working. And so you model that for your daughters and then go out and be that dirty 40-something-year-old dating. Don't show your girls that part. You don't want to model that behavior. But I am giving you permission to be that. Go have fun. Get rid of this old turkey and go live some life. But don't waste any more time. Please don't.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
You know, I've had a lot of cats in my lifetime, but, you know, my daughter has, you know, cat allergies now, so that's not possible. But, you know, I remember cats. They're kind of moody. They're kind of standoffish. They're little divas. And how do you know when your cat's not really feeling well? I know my friend Susan's cat, she was going to be meeting us for an event. She's like, I'm sorry, I've got to rush my cat to the vet because something's wrong. Well, what if she was able to tell something was happening before it got to the point where you're running in a panic to the vet? And that's why I'm so excited to tell cat owners about Pretty Litter, because I got Susan on board with it and she calls me and thanks me all the time, because not only does Pretty Litter have these ultra absorbent crystals that help trap odor instantly so you don't have that cat bathroom smell anymore in your house. What this does, Pretty Litter, it changes colors so you can monitor early signs of any potential illnesses in your cat, including urinary tract infections or kidney issues. Now, if you're looking at those crystals and everything's clean, your cat just might be a diva. But if there's a little change there, you might be like, need to get on the phone with the vet and see what's up here. Plus, Pretty Litter's super light crystal base minimizes the mess and the dust, lasts up to a month, so there's less scooping, fewer trips to the garbage can, and it's delivered right to your door in a small, lightweight bag. You never run out, and you don't have a huge container just lying around taking up space.
Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on your cat's health and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as Kelly's friend Susan does.
Yep.
Go to prettylitter.com/letters to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/letters to save 20%. prettylitter.com/letters. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The sky is the limit, or so they say. But I think what that basically means is there is no limit. The limit does not exist. And the perfect diet doesn't exist either when you really think about it. No matter how many greens you try to eat, how much protein, you try to get the right amount of carbs and the balance all there. Man, you've got gaps. Well, that's why Ritual is here. They're helping you fill those gaps in your diet, because Ritual knows it's basically impossible to get all the nutrients you need from your diet 100% of the time. So Ritual made this multivitamin that helps you focus on what is important, like filling in key nutrient gaps to support foundational health. I chose Ritual, the essential for women 18 plus, because let's be honest, I'm over the age of 18. And let's be extra honest, I don't get a lot of my nutrients out of my diet. I eat a lot of garbage a lot of times. So I take my two essential for women 18 plus multivitamins every morning. They have that fresh minty taste that I love. I take it on an empty stomach first thing so I don't get caught up in my day and forget. And I can do that because they don't leave me with that icky feeling. You can take these on an empty stomach and you can feel good about what you're doing for your body. Plus, everything that's on the label is what's in the formula. It's soy-free, gluten-free, vegan-friendly, formulated without GMOs. And like I said, it's just the easiest way to start your day and check that off your to-do list.
Instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health. Great news, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off your first 3 months. So visit ritual.com/loveletters to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 36. I've been married for 15 years, and our youngest child is 10 years old. My husband's 40 and just started working outside of the home 5.5 months ago, after working for over 8 years at home with me. My business is successful, but the reason he got a job is because we both needed health insurance. His coworkers are in their 20s, and I have some insecurities about him working with younger women. I've tried being the mature woman I know that I am, but every time I think I'm done being toxic, something happens that rubs me the wrong way. I will say my husband is a very good-looking man. I encourage him to dress well, smell good, and be the sexy man that he is. Okay, not too sexy. I'm not in the fittest moment of my life, but I know I'm attractive and that's an equal fit and I should have nothing to worry about. Does that even make sense?
Yeah.
Anywho, it started with a group chat. They would text stupid things after hours, but after speaking to my sister, she assured me it was normal, that as long as he wasn't deleting anything, it was just an innocent group chat. Oh. I've worked from home for 13 years and don't have any coworkers, so I'm not sure exactly what normal is. After that, they wanted to go have a night out where my husband was invited, and they invited me too. I was hesitant to go because their husbands weren't going to be there, and I didn't want to open that door. I ended up going, and while we were there, one of his coworkers made the comment, "There he goes again, trying to pay for everything." So, of course, I was upset. Why is he trying to pay for stuff? He does like to be the nice guy, but to me, that can be taken the wrong way. So while I realize how petty I've been, I finally thought I was done. But we had our anniversary weekend. I found out his coworkers helped him plan his gifts to me. They ordered lingerie and even a vibrator for us to use a weekend getaway.
That's crossing the line.
They included wine and flowers, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I didn't throw a huge fit because I had a great weekend with him. It ignited a spark in my marriage, and we did laundry, and it was so good I was sore for days after.
Well, girl, okay. You're just bragging now.
I just don't find this as normal. I did express that I found it weird. Am I threatened at the fact that he has friends? He's only been there for a short time and he already trusts them this much for a gift?
Wow.
I kind of feel a line has been crossed. Do I just need therapy? Am I being insecure for no reason? He assures me he has nothing in common with them because of their age and would never do anything to ruin our marriage. I've been listening to you and worried this might be the start of a midlife crisis for him. Help me. I'm too old for this.
That's possible. You know, he hasn't worked around people for so long and he wants to be accepted. He wants to be one of the fun guys. And, you know, a lot of people, their workplaces are way more open with things like that. And some places, heads would roll. They would lose their jobs if they found out they were giving coworkers vibrators to give to their wives and stuff. That's crossing a huge line with company policy. But, you know, I work in the radio business for years.
Yeah.
And things that I have accepted and tolerated is no big deal. Other people are like, that was sexual harassment and that was discrimination. I'm like, well, it was? I just, you know, every work environment's different. Everybody's tolerance for certain jokes and things. But I think what's happening with your husband is he just wants so bad to belong. The fact, here he goes by and, you know, wanting to pick up the tab again. He's just wanting to be liked and accepted. I do think that it crossed a line. I mean, having his coworkers, he's like, hey, I value you guys' opinion. Y'all are hipper than me. I don't know. What do you think I should do for my wife? That's not a problem. I think it did cross a line with the vibrator and the lingerie. Giving you suggestions on where you can take her and things you can do for a date. So I think it's a mixture of your husband is just so eager to and excited about being all these new young people, partially it could be a midlife crisis. You know, everybody goes through it. I shouldn't say that. I think a lot of people do go through it where you're kind of like, what's happening? I'm getting older. You panic and you start acting younger and acting out. And that's when men leave their wives. And here, I'm going to put another thought in your head, leave their wives and go get out, you know, with a younger woman to make him feel young again. So I don't think necessarily you're on a bullet train to him having an affair or something, because I know your mind's going in all these places. But I do think you need to sit down with him and say, look, I love you, and I'm so excited you're out there and you're having fun with these new people. But, I mean, we got to set up some boundaries here, because that was kind of, I mean, while I had fun,
right.
That vibrator, remember, she's still sore, Robert. I bet she's still sore.
Days later.
But, man, we need to put an explicit rating on this podcast, don't we? I think you just need to let him know that just looking at the news, at the headlines, if your husband innocently now, he's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Well, then one day the wrong person comes into the company.
It takes
I'm not going to say where my husband worked, but they had like all this old school guys. He doesn't work there anymore, but they had the old school guys that had been there 20, 30 years, da, da, da. And this new woman came into the company. This was at the height of Me Too movement. And somebody made a joke that I thought, honestly, now again, I work in radio, and I was like, that really wasn't that big of a deal. It lit her up. She complained. He was fired.
Heads roll.
He was fired.
Yeah.
For, you know, and so that's also a danger. Your husband has to be like, look, I know they did all these things, but you just never know. And he just needs to, now that he's hopefully kind of settled down, and now he's like, okay, they like me. That's cool. Because, I mean, I don't want to see him the subject of humiliation when they're like, oh, well, so for when Cindy's like, hey, my boyfriend and I are celebrating our 2-year anniversary. What should I do? And your husband shows up with a dildo for her. That could be the end of his career.
Totally.
You know? So, I mean, I'm playing out worst case scenarios.
Yes, tread lightly.
But these are conversations that need to be had. But I don't think necessarily, I mean, I think maybe you are being a little bit paranoid because he is so fine, as you let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But so are you, girl. Yeah. You are too, but let's have that conversation.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently caught my husband doing drugs. Cocaine, to be exact.
Eesh.
I went through his phone to see if I could find anything to tell how long he had been doing this for. He finally admitted, after I found deleted texts, that it's been going on for 18 months.
Oh, my.
I had him sign into his bank account, and he showed me the transactions. He has spent over $20,000 in the past year. And that's just the bank transactions.
What a betrayal.
That's not cash. That's not Venmo.
That's betrayal.
It's the third time in the 7 years we've been together that I've caught him. He swears he's done, but this time to me is different. Yeah. There's more hurt, and I feel sick all the time when I think of it. For the last year, he's been getting on to me about finances, saying I spend too much and that he's having a hard time at work, so I need to be more frugal, and I even had to go back to work and put our 18-month-old in daycare so I could help with the finances.
That's why you're sick, girl. Now you 18 months since the baby's been here. Mm-hmm. This has been going on.
And I genuinely believed it was just a hard time at work. But really, he was just spending tons of our money on drugs.
Yeah, and projecting it on you. You need to stop spending.
On top of finding the messages about the drugs, I found deleted messages between him and a female coworker that were very flirty. Mm. He says it was nothing more than what I saw, but I feel like I can't even trust him to be at work now. I don't even know where to go from here. What do you think we can do to repair our marriage, or should I just get my plans in order to get divorced? I feel lost and hopeless, KR.
That's hard. You know, he's obviously got an addiction. If you've caught him repeatedly over the years, and the fact when people are hiding and he's like, no, I'm not addicted. I just really love it. Whatever. He's an addict. And taking
the coworker
money from
texts and aren't helping either.
That's not helping. Taking money from the family, that's taking money from your baby. And these are very serious, serious things that are happening. And you're sick about it now because I'm assuming this is your first child, right? I'm assuming that. I just have to, because based on what you told us in the letter. But there are things that I tolerated as a childless woman when I was single and, you know, and married. When I was childless, there were things that I tolerated and just kept accepting and kept glossing over and forgiving, that once I had my daughter, I was like, I am not tolerating that crap anymore because I wasn't going to have that for her. So now that I think that's why this one's hitting you harder, because now it's like it's not just you. And for whatever reason, you kept, you know, he promised he wasn't going to do it again. He stayed clean for a while, as far as you knew. And, you know, and now it's just another betrayal. But now you've got the kid involved, and that takes it to a different place. So you have got to let him know this is it. You're done. And I would start getting your ducks in a row legally. Whether you actually follow through with the divorce remains to be seen. But I would consult a lawyer. I'd find out what you need to do, because you've got to protect the money. Because if he drains you when he divorces you, it's going to be a bad situation for you and your child. So you need to find out legally what you do to protect yourself. Now after you have done, don't tell him you're going to do these things. Mm-hmm. Do not tell him you're doing that. Do that before you tell him. You get your legal ducks in a row. Just it's worth three. Don't say, well, I'm spending money he doesn't know about. He spent $20,000 that you know of in secret behind your back. It's probably more than that. So you spend $300-$500, whatever it takes, for an hour of a divorce lawyer's time to tell you legally what you need to do to protect yourself. And then once you have that all in place, then you tell your husband, this is it. Our child and I are out. Or you're out. You probably can legally tell him he has to get out. You go figure it out. you get your butt in rehab, you do this, you X, Y, Z, y'all come up with a plan. And if he can stick, do I think a person can be rehabilitated? Yes. Do I think addicts can lead a clean and sober life? Yes. Do I want you to have a wonderful, intact family? Yes. But that might not be possible if you're married to a lying, thieving drug addict.
Three times in 7 years.
Honey, you're going to have to make some hard choices for you and for your child at this point. Now, and once you do those things, and if he does show you that he can go sober, he can do all these things and jump through, he's going to have to jump through some hoops. Mm-hmm. I mean, big hoops. Don't make it easy for him, because his marriage is in the balance. You know, this is what you're going to have to do. And if he doesn't follow through, you're going to have to get out, and you're going to have to make a way for you and your kid. Now just do this, and you're going to do it, and you're going to do fine. And either you're going to come away with a sober husband who is a good father figure, or you're going to move on and you're going to do the best for your child and try to co-parent as best as you can with an addict, which, good luck. That's hard. But that's my advice.
Love letters to Kelly.
Gosh, I hate to end on that note, Robert.
You want to end on that positive?
I'd like to end on something positive, even if it's just somebody telling me how great I am. It doesn't even have to be. I don't even have to give advice.
Okay,
just something to make me feel good.
All right. Kelly, I started listening to your podcast the last couple of days while at work. This letter isn't for advice or for an issue, but wanted to express the love for the podcast and the way you and Robert play off each other.
Aww.
It always helps to remind me of what a good marriage my husband and I have and have had for our 30 years together. On one of the January 2023 podcasts, I heard y'all talking about "I love you more" words. Years ago, my husband and I found this saying, and I thought I would pass it along. When I say "I love you more," I don't mean "I love you more than you love me." I mean "I love you more than the bad days ahead of us. I love you more than any fight we will ever have. I love you more than the distance between us. I love you more than any obstacle that could try to come between us."
Aww.
I hope your day is wonderful, Carrie.
Carrie, you turned this podcast around. We're now ending on a very lovely note. I love that interpretation of "I love you more." I love that. That's really beautiful. Yeah, I like listening to, I used to listen to Dave Ramsey all the time, you know, the financial guru.
I was going to say, I really used to like him, and I can't stand him anymore.
Really? He crossed a line with you? I think it's just the same message over and over. The part I couldn't stand is when he'd have people show up in the lobby and woohoo and scream and carry on and talk about that part I didn't enjoy. But I liked hearing, the reason I liked hearing is like, because I didn't think my ducks were all in a row, but I would hear about some of the disasters of other people's financial lives. It made me feel better about mine. And I think that's the case too with Love Letters to Kelly. Some people hear about these disaster relationships and like, whoo, girl, at least that's not mine, you know? Mine's not great, but at least it's not that.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm curious now about your disdain for Dave Ramsey.
I don't know. Well, and I have several friends who've actually done the program and it's worked.
It is a good program, but I understand there, because I do know somebody that used to work for the company and they were like, it's a business.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of, some businesses are run real cutthroat. Mm-hmm. And I think his is one of the more strict businesses. But I don't know. I mean, I think he has done a lot of good for a lot of families.
Yeah.
But I haven't listened in a long time. So
I haven't either.
It might not even be anywhere near what it used to be when I listened. But anyway, thank y'all for listening to me or Dave Ramsey, whoever you choose to listen to. But Robert and I appreciate you being here with us.
That's right.
We appreciate everybody sending in those letters. We appreciate Shelley Langford for sending in sweet Penelope singing the jingle along with the video, because I love seeing their cute little faces. So please send more letters, more jingles to lovelettersdekelly.com. And I'll be back here next week, I guess, with my Taylor Swift review.
Yeah, probably.
All right, we'll see y'all then.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.